That's right. Plug it in. Basketball and hockey are back. 610-632-0975 as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Gibbons with Tyler Zuli. 610-632-0975. The conversation on Twitter has taken off. Seinfeld and Curb. And once again, we brought this up last night because the news was released yesterday that Curb Your Enthusiasm will be returning for an 11th season. It's a fantastic, fantastic show, an all-time great, but I still lean more Seinfeld over Curb. Hands down. So much so that I love Curb. Last season, I didn't even have a chance, just because busy and all of that, I didn't even have a chance to watch all of them. I watched like the first four episodes, but then I was like, all right, I got to catch up. I've never caught up and I need to catch. Even during the pandemic, I kept saying I have to catch up, but I have the opportunity of watching Seinfeld, where this is all day channel of Seinfeld. And sometimes I'll sit down and be like, you know what? I don't feel like searching for a movie. I don't feel like searching for anything else. I'm just going to go to the All Day Seinfeld channel real quick and rock out. And I do.
The All Day Seinfeld channel.
Basically.
It's incredible.
Yeah, basically. And I just rock out, right? I rock out for a little bit, watch the couple of episodes, and then I'm good. I'm in a good place. I really am. So Dennis on Twitter says, Dennis and Ben Salem, I was never a fan of either show, but the contest and the outing, not that there's anything wrong with that, in parentheses, may be the two funniest episodes of any show in television history. Classic. Classic. All right? If you're a Seinfeld fan, even if you're not a Seinfeld fan, you probably heard of those two episodes and what they were all about. All right? Classic stuff, though. 610-632-0975. You know what, Todd, before we get to Q and everybody else following Q on the phones, could you give us an update? We might as well do this each hour. Give us an update of where, I haven't even voted yet, so I'm not going to vote because I'm not going to tip the scale
well,
here.
Well, I think you should because I voted.
Did you?
Yes.
All right.
So I think you should vote.
All right. Where are we?
That'll balance us back out.
Where are we?
Question was just which show do you enjoy more, Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm? Just under 200 votes so far. 59% say Seinfeld. 41% say Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. There you go.
I did not expect to win this poll.
There you go.
I did not, to be fair.
Just saying. 610-632-0975. Philly Bry on Twitter. No Larry Bird over Simmons. Bird was very crafty, pure shooter. One of the best ever. So he's saying no. Larry Bird over Simmons. I agree. Ben Simmons has only had 3 years in the league on the floor. 100% Larry Bird. Would he defend him well? I'm sure. Yeah. But Larry Bird is Larry Bird. Let's go to Q in Center City next. 610-632-0975. What's up, Q?
Devon, how you doing, man?
Good, man.
Hey, I called about the Sixers and Larry Bird, but the Seinfeld thing, I can't really vote because I never got into Seinfeld, but I love Curb.
Oh, man. And
my reason for loving Curb is the improv in Larry David.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into Seinfeld, but I get into the improv in Larry David and Curb. I love it.
Yeah, but see, and not the, you know, I'm not, again, we're comparing them, but it's just for a good, fun conversation because we enjoy both, and you've seen one and couldn't get into the other. Same with Tyler. There's improv in Seinfeld as well, where they go off script and just do stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, there is.
Okay, I couldn't vote because I think I would have been a little bit partial to Curb and not
no.
Seinfeld.
That's fine.
I don't watch a lot of Seinfeld.
That's fine because I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's hilarious. He does some crazy, crazy stuff. He gets himself into these weird situations that you're like,
yes,
Larry how does one person do this, right?
Yeah, I mean, and we all know that guy.
Yes.
We all know that Larry David. I'm quite sure we all got a friend who's similar.
Yes. Maybe not as much, but yes.
Right, exactly.
Because he's extreme, man.
You know, you got to watch season 10.
I will.
Now, this is the thing with the whole Larry Bird thing over Ben Simmons or Larry couldn't do it. I truly believe a great player is a great player is a great player despite the error. You know, I think it's hard for a lot of stuff that's done today wasn't done in the past because coaches wouldn't allow, like the stuff you see James Harden do. Coaches wouldn't allow you to do that back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big guys shooting threes or shooting anything that was a 5 feet from the basket. He wasn't allowed to do it. Now, you think about Larry Bird in today's game, a Larry Bird with one of the, I would say, the best touch I ever seen. The best touch I ever seen. I mean, this guy, like, floaters inside, like it was like a flick of a wrist. That's it. You think he can't do that now? Well, Luka, they say, is a
right.
Larry Bird with a
right.
quicker first step.
I brought that up.
Hand.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Better handle, quicker first step.
Yep.
And that middle game now is like, Larry would have killed that. If people notice, Michael Jordan, the dunks was great and all that, but what made Michael Jordan was how effective he was in the middle game. And Larry would have killed the middle game now. Nobody seems to really, like, you know, go there.
Yeah.
Except for Ben Simmons and... you know, Ben Simmons loved that to the basket farm, you know. I truly think the Sixers, I'm really pumped for the season. I think we're long, tall. Somehow we're like playoff veterans now at this point. You got to say, right?
Well, yes. I mean, 3 years in a row. This is, and now again, Q, this is my thing. They've reached the second round these past two playoffs. The one thing that we have not seen is consistent Simmons or consistent Embiid at the same time. We need to see that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I think if we'd have seen that last year, it would have been a different story. So the key here is
again, they got to a game seven against the NBA champions, and
yeah.
it took a four bouncer for them to lose that game. If they had at least given you a little bit more in that one, got to Milwaukee, you know,
Jimmy Butler would have gave us a little bit more in that one. Yeah, let's start that one.
I agree with that, but it wasn't on him when I only get, what, like 7 points from Simmons, and then I only get the number of points that I got from Embiid. I'm not going to really point it at Jimmy Butler because, if you remember, he was the one that set the tone in the series early on.
That's the point. He was the veteran. He was what did Brett say about him? He was the grown man, and like he needed to be the grown man that day.
Well, listen, Simmons, he had a great game with Simmons in game six. He had the steal, if you remember, to tie the score to force overtime, which we all thought was going to happen, Q. And then we know what happened at the end.
Yeah, the last three possessions down court, he missed like two of those possessions.
I hear you. I'm not putting it on Jimmy, though. I'm just not. But we can do that all day, Q. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, you too, bro.
Y'all, I appreciate it. 610-632-0975. I do love, though, we're talking hoops. And, you know, it's been something that we're all looking forward to. And people are calling in saying, no, 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 no. Like Goose did. No, no, no. I want to talk about this Seinfeld curve thing that you guys are throwing out there as a side topic. 610-632-0975. Just like Tom in Spring Lake right here on the Fanatic Next. What's up, Tom?
How you doing? How's it going, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Great. I love this question. This is perfect.
And listen, it's only because the announcement came out yesterday that Curb will be back for an 11th season. And I was just sitting here and I just randomly threw it, Tom, at Tyler. And I said, Seinfeld or Curb? You know, and I know how he felt, but it was like, nah, we're going to share this with the people and get their thoughts.
All right. Well, the fact that it's coming out with a new season, that inspires me to go back and watch Seinfeld again. So Seinfeld is the one because Curb was built on Seinfeld.
Yes.
They had to come back and use the same Seinfeld characters to keep it going in season two or three just to give a little push.
Oh, when they had the reunion.
Yeah. And, you know, they got the HBO, they got to get away with a little more with Curb. So I get it. I guess that's why it's somebody else's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife is a Curb fan, so it kills me.
But I mean, listen, they're both great. Yes.
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 Absolutely.
Just one over, you know, you have to pick. There's never a, no, they're tied for me. No, it's one or the other. Which one you.
And like you said, you didn't even get to finish that last season. That's kind of how I was. I wasn't diehard Curb. I love it. I watch it. But Seinfeld was it.
I mean, I no argument here, man. No yep. argument here, Tom, because I agree with you.
And on the Sixers, oh, man, I'm afraid of Joe. I have no faith. I hope he is ready, though.
Well, again, history, track record, that's the reason yeah. why, Tom, that you feel that way. Goose feels the way he felt a little bit earlier with his call and yeah. some others. And it's a shame because we want to, as a top 10 player, believe that he will come back in that shape. But
yep.
we have to wait and see.
I cut out Chick-fil-A for less than the NBA. I can tell you right now, you want to cut that crap out.
Well, listen, man, it's a hard thing to shed, man. Tom, thanks for the call. It's a hard thing. It's a great place with some really good food. And I get why Joel Embiid likes it as much as he does. You know me. We've talked about this. I'm a fan of Chick-fil-A. I'm a fan of the spicy chicken sandwich. No pickles. By the way, again, let's just clear this up.
It's funny that you say that because I saw a tweet today that said, I think it came from Torrey Smith, that said, can we talk about not having pickles on a chicken sandwich?
Torrey. Torrey should have come on the show.
I thought he was crazy. But you agree with him.
Because we talked about this back then. It's an absurd. Why is the pickle on the chicken sandwich? What's the reason?
It's just it's like a little sweet extra.
Tyler, there's nothing else on the sandwich.
Yes.
Why is there a pickle on the bottom of the sandwich? Two of them.
It's like a sweet extra, you know?
Well, you know what? They have side sauces. They have ketchup. Use one of them. Why do you have the pickle? And they have the deluxe.
With the cheese, right?
With the cheese and the lettuce and tomatoes, whatever else is on there. Why the pickle? If you wanted a pickle, you can ask for the pickle.
So you're not saying on the, you mean on the regular sandwich.
If I forget to say, hey guys, no pickle, which I'd never forget, but sometimes they forget, even though they're the best people in the world, the Chick-fil-A employees, they're fantastic. They're number one. But what's the pickle for?
I mean, I don't think I'm going to change your opinion on this.
No, but I'm asking again. What's the pickle for? Because there's no reason for it. There is no reason for the pickle on the sandwich. I just don't get it. 610-632-0975. But yes, you know, I'm with Joel on the spicy chicken sandwich and the vanilla milkshakes. I'm with him with the whipped cream. I'm with him. He's correct. Just got to take it a little, you know, take it easy. He's a big fellow, though. 7 foot, however many bills he is, 7 foot whatever. He eats a lot. And I get it. And it's okay. Just, you know, go to John, the great chef in the facility. Go to John in the facility at the complex and, you know, get a good meal from John. Please, Joel. All right, 610-632-0975. Brett Brown also talked about Ben Simmons. As I'm sitting here and I'm sitting in Mike's chair today because my back is destroying me. I just came from physical therapy and I was doing these box jumps and my back started hurting again. I tweaked it a little bit before and it didn't help today. But Ben Simmons was out for the last, what, I think it was like 9 games after the All-Star break because of a lower back issue. And we're all wondering how much this time off has helped him. We've seen photos of him lifting weights, working out, all of that, dunking, reverse dunking. So it appears his back is okay. Brett Brown today, in his conversation with the media, says, hey, let's give you this too. While we're talking about Joel looking good, Ben Simmons is good to go.
He's good to go. And he's put in a tremendous amount of work for me to be able to confidently say that. I think when you search for silver linings with this pandemic, it would be hard pressed for me to find something more obvious than this. It's enabled Ben to reclaim his health.
And that's important as well, as we all know. Very important for him to get back to that fitness base with his health, to allow him to be the all-star player he is for this basketball team. When I speak about consistency for this basketball team in the postseason, it starts with Embiid and it starts with Simmons. 1A and 1B. Because even with the success of them in the postseason, advancing to the second round, the Eastern Conference semis, each time, the reason why they have not advanced even further is because they have not performed at a high level together. When Simmons was great against the Miami Heat, Joel Embiid, his face was busted. Boston, neither. Great. Brooklyn, Simmons, after game one where he was terrible, fans booed him. From there on, he was the best player in that series. Toronto Raptors, neither were great. You need the consistency from both of them, and the health certainly helps to have them both out there in top condition to go out there and be their absolute best. 610-632-0975. When March 11th, when Brian Seltzer and I of Sixers.com were sitting there during Sixers and 60 from the concourse before the Pistons-Sixers game, we, at the end of the show, I remember this vividly, we talked about how they will benefit from Simmons resting a little bit more if the season went on pause for about a week or two to figure out the coronavirus. But we didn't know it was going to be this. We didn't know that they wouldn't return to the floor until July. So shame on me. But, I mean, this hopefully has helped. You just heard Brett Brown say the same thing. Hopefully this has helped. The Houston Rockets are adding to their team. I just saw it as well. Thank you, Tyler. Shams Charania pointing out the Houston Rockets are acquiring former 76er Luke Bamute. Some wing depth for the Houston Rockets as they get prepared for the postseason. Certainly helps when you have a wing defender like Luke when you have to go against the Lakers, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the LA Clippers, so on and so forth with these great wings in the Western Conference to have someone like Luke Mbamute as a veteran defender on your team. He's not going to be looking for his offense. He's strictly there to do his thing defensively. Nice pickup if he has something left, of course, for the Houston Rockets. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens with Tyler Zuli here until 10, talking about Simmons and Embiid. Embiid, Brett Brown is happy with where he is in terms of his fitness. Let's see where his fitness base is overall when they return. But he's happy with where he is due to the fact that they've been off for so long. And we just gave you the cut of Brett Brown speaking about Ben Simmons and being good to go for the start of this Orlando bubble regular season playoff. 610-632-0975. John in Southwest Philly next on the Fanatic. Johnny.
Devon, what's up?
What's going on, Johnny? Thank you.
Can I please get my 2 points across, and I want to hear your feedback. Listen, for all them rookies out there, Larry Bird will mop the floor with some of these youngins out here. If you gave Larry Bird a greyhound like an AI or like a LeBron James or like a unibrow, look, even if he had a quick assassin three-pointer out there, he would mop the floor with these bums. He would average a triple-double and almost 30 assists a game.
Let me give you this
one. Nobody play defense anymore, man.
Let me give you this one. How about if he had Lynn Bias?
Not only that, he swept Jordan twice.
Yeah, I know.
He swept him twice. Why them youngins don't understand that? Listen, remember when he won MVP in that three-point contest in the All-Star game? Then he hit all seven of them on the last rack. He took a three-point shot. It was silky smooth.
And the last money ball walked away before it went in and put his finger up. Yep.
Listen, he beat Magic Johnson. I mean, he beat everybody in it. He won and he lost. Come on, if he wouldn't have had a bad back, man, he would have dogged him.
I know.
Okay, quick point.
Yes.
Quick point, D. Listen. Right now, seriously, the Sixers need to get rid of Joel Embiid and listen, you got to keep Ben Simmons and build around him. In 2 years, Embiid will be broken down. You'll have nothing. You got to get rid of him. Get some draft choices and some assets. Listen, Ben Simmons wants to stay. He just can't play with Joel Embiid because he's a ball hog. You can't have a big man standing out there holding the ball like that. Every time he dribbles, what they do, Devon, they take the fall from him, man.
He's
going to fall over and hurt his knee, man.
No, listen, I agree with you when it comes to his recognition when a double team and stuff comes because he has to be quicker with that. And that's just simply, at this point, it's unacceptable for me because I'm always saying it. I can time his dribbles like you can. and they dig down, and they oftentimes they steal the ball. But we know part of that is also because of the lack of outside shooting, not necessarily a three from Ben Simmons, so the defense can kind of sag and maybe help out from the weak side, and also depending on who's on that side with him that dig down and mess with him a little bit, because he gets a little shaky when that happens. But here's where I'll disagree. I do think they can play together. It's just...
Stop it. There you go. Listen. Joel Embiid,
it's frustrating in that point.
He's a wonderful person to have, but you cannot win around him, and you know it. You know it. So
you need more shooting. I will say this. You need more shooting, and I think we would have a better overall sample. Well,
he's a crybaby.
Well, I agree with you there, and I don't like that.
He's a McNabb. He'll get you there, and you know what he's going to do? He's going to do what McNabb did, and you can't have that. The window is closing, man. The opportunity is closing. We need draft. Listen, we need a bench, and we need draft picks. We need draft picks, man. You build around Ben Simmons with the way the East is. You put a good Ben Simmons who's willing to take a shot on a Durant, and you sweeping through the East, because you already know where Giannis going. He going to L.A. LeBron going to retire, and Unibrow going to go somewhere else. He can't play out there. Listen. It ain't going to work, man. This is the opportunity, D. You got to move. You got to move him now, man.
I'm not doing it right now. I can't.
Damaged goods, man.
I got to keep the big fella for a little bit longer, man. I have to. Yo, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. You got it, man. I can't do it right now. I cannot do it right now. We're talking about a top 10 player, arguably a top 5 player, when we've seen him at his best. Even when he's not at his best, he's still top 10, Joel Embiid. When you talk about Anthony Davis and being the unibrow because that guy is so great, the conversation about best big man in the game comes down to Embiid, Davis, and Jokic most of the time as the third person, but Embiid and Davis. So if you feel the way people feel about Anthony Davis and you put Joel Embiid in that conversation, I am not moving that right now. I'm not moving that right now. I might have to admit that I made a mistake with putting the complementary pieces around both Simmons and Embiid, but I'm not moving that talent right now. I just can't. I cannot do it right now. That guy's too good. He has too much in his bag overall for me to part ways with him right now. Yes, he would bring back a haul, I'm sure, as long as they felt like his health was good enough. Yes, he would bring that back. But I want to get it done with him on the floor. So here's why I think they can play together. They can play off of each other. I just need to make sure that there's always movement. Always movement. You cannot be stagnant on the side when Embiid has the ball. And of course, you cannot, when you are moving away from the basketball, from the weak side, you cannot bring that attention. We talk about it a lot, too, when Embiid has the ball in the low block and, you know, you do the fake handoff on the baseline as the player is running through to take his defender with him to give Embiid the opportunity to do his work on that, let's just say, the right side of the block, on the low block, right? When you do that, all right, that's great. You're taking the defender away. But sometimes when it's Simmons specifically, those guys like to shade off. Remember when Jordan did it and we watched The Last Dance and he shaded off his defender and he went back and off of Hornacek and he went back. He faked as if he was going to go all the way and follow him, but he did not. He did not. He stayed. And he tricked Karl Malone, and he swiped it. This is what happens to Embiid also, but he needs to recognize that. And the defender, I mean, the offensive player, his teammate, needs to recognize that as well when a defender decides to not go and commit fully to trailing that man, to stay in the middle, a little bit of illegal defense, but also going in and try to swipe that ball away, he has to recognize that better. He also has to recognize when guys are cutting better. Simmons has to be a better cutter and be available, make himself available and aggressive. What's my thing? We all know it, right? If you've listened to my show, myself and Tyler, myself and Joe Torti, Pat Egan, you've heard it. Aggressive Ben Simmons is the best Ben Simmons. So even when Embiid has the rock and Simmons doesn't have the ball, you can be aggressive with your cut to the basket to make yourself available for the pass. Not only for yourself, we know he likes the hockey assist, we'll kick it out for a three. No, forget that. catch that rock, pivot, bang it on whoever is there. Get that foul and one. Go to the free throw line. Aggressive Ben Simmons is the best Ben Simmons. 610-632-0975. Guys, hang on. We'll come right back. Quick 5-minute commercial break. 25 minutes commercial free on the other side. We'll continue to take your calls on Embiid, Simmons, Seinfeld versus Curb, and the Larry Bird thing that's been going on since Anthony's show dating back to the midday show. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens along with Tyler Zuli here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
727 right here on The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with Tyler Zuli. Taking you up to 10 o'clock on this Wednesday night. 610-632-0975. The 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more info, visit clubrisque.com. Curb versus Seinfeld, where are you? Curb's coming back for an 11th season. I love it. Seinfeld, an all-time great. Eric, meeting objective on Twitter. My brother, I'm with you on the spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich. Can we get a national referendum campaign to permanently lose the pickle on the sandwich?
I would say no.
Time is of the essence. See? Thanks, E. I appreciate it. And somebody says,
you're not fighting this fight alone, I guess.
Look, Smiley underscore O says, sounds like Larry David talking about the pickles on the Chick-fil-A sandwich. Doggone right. Doggone right. There's no need for it. Zero. Just saying. Just saying. 610-632-0975. Mitch and East Windsor, thanks for hanging on, Mitch. What's happening?
Devon. Mitch is, wish you a happy 4th and everything. Hope you're being safe and everything, your family.
Thank you, man. You as well. Thank you so much.
I can't do that, dude. I messed it up right off the bat, right? What's remember that episode with Jimmy?
Jimmy? Yeah, Jimmy is getting
that's
upset.
What I was trying to do, but to explain to you.
Jimmy is upset. Yes, Jimmy's getting upset. Yes.
I didn't do it well.
You can't.
Not at all.
Listen, I hear you. You can't.
I didn't do that right. Speaking
in,
right
no, now. You know, I didn't know where you were going. You're speaking in the third person. For people who don't know, Jimmy is a character that spoke in the third person. He tricked Elaine. Elaine wanted to date this guy, and she didn't know that Jimmy because he spoke in the third person. And it is a whole thing. It was hilarious. Speaking in the third person.
It was. Overall, that comes to the territory. You never know where I'm going to go. Overall, Cypher was better. That better-looking girls, better plots. He could be zany. There was less pressure, I think, for Larry David. And it's kind of funny. Wasn't he kind of complaining that he didn't want to work so much and the strain and the pressure? He left after 7 years. I thought Seinfeld could have kept going. And I didn't like the last episode. It was the worst. I never watched that last episode. Oh, the first one.
But most people don't like the final episode of anything. So, but I get it. I know it was a little. It was under. It was underwhelming. It was underwhelming.
Larry Bird didn't like the guy at all. Wasn't a fan at all. I would take Dr. J. But that's just being ridiculous. If it's just me. He could play in any league, just like Will could play now, LeBron could play then, and even Michael Jordan. I'll give you that.
Hold up, you don't think Larry could play in this era?
I think he could. Yeah, he could.
He absolutely could.
I never saw him dunk because he didn't have to.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not evaluating my player on if he can dunk or not. Can he hoop overall? And he can. J.J. Redick is not a dunker. That man can shoot the basketball.
That's his forte. Stick with your strength.
Hey, stick to your strengths. And that's exactly what Larry Bird's strengths were, very, very long in terms of that list. Thanks for the call, Mitch. Appreciate it. Larry Bird's list of strengths. If they were doing a Draft Express breakdown of Larry Bird, I mean, come on. Come on. What are we talking about?
Talking about lights out shooting.
Passing.
Talking about ball vision.
Absolutely.
Talking about passing.
Yep. Come on.
The con would...
The intangibles overall, Larry Bird. Come on.
The con would literally be... Doesn't dunk. Like that, Mitch said it. That would be the con.
Yeah. And they'll say, could give more on the defensive end, but we know, all right, that goes, not everyone is a two way player like that. But Larry Bird, top 10 player of all time. Let's not get carried away. Thanks for bringing this up, Andrew Souchunas, on the show earlier in the midday show with Anthony Gargano. 610-632-0975. Back to it we go. Jeffrey and Wynwood on the Fanatic. Jeff.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
How are you, man?
Good. I really like your show. I like your style.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so I'm just going to jump straight to the curb, Seinfeld. I say Seinfeld, best network comedy ever. Curb, best cable comedy ever.
Oh.
The Curb over Seinfeld at the end of the day.
Wow. All right. What's the
genius?
What is the what edges Curb over Seinfeld? Why?
The lack of censorship.
And see, I said that at the top, Jeff. I said the one thing that, of course, Curb has going for them is the fact that it's HBO and not NBC.
And I think Larry David is just so incredible, and all the characters. My favorite season, although I like a lot of them, but the Larry David in the black season was just brilliant in so many ways. Because he took a lot of heat for not having African-American characters on Seinfeld.
Yes.
So I think he kind of owned that in a really funny way. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, he did. And as a Seinfeld guy, I didn't mind. I mean, it was what it was, but it's still, the show was still the best. And I was fine with it. And they had plenty of... black characters come in and out that you saw, Jackie Childs being one of them that was the best. Of course, the Exterminator that they had, Carl the Exterminator, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And so many others. The one where they had the issue when they were shooting the Woody Allen movie, and the guy who parked the cars, the older gentleman.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Can I get one more thing in?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have a pretty good Seinfeld brush with fame. I went to college with Allie Wentworth, who played Schmoopy in the Soup Nazi episode.
Yes.
And she was dating a friend of mine, a good buddy of mine in college. Now she's married to George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah.
I can say I hung a little bit with Allie back in the day.
How was she back in the day? She obviously had this in her future where she wanted to be an actress, but how was she back in the day?
No, she was a nice person. I liked her. I didn't know her that well, but she was definitely cool.
Nah, that's great, man. That's a cool little nugget, Jeff. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you sharing that.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
Thank you. Thanks for the kind words as well, man. 610-632-0975. Yeah, she was great in that episode of The Soup Nazi. No soup for you. And there was a routine. There was a thing that you had to follow. There were some requirements, right? We talk about the health and safety protocol. There was a protocol in ordering your soup. Okay? There was a protocol. Think about that. The genius of Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld. There was a protocol in ordering soup. Okay. And the whole thing just wrapped around. I love that show, man. Come on. Come on. 610-632-0975. Rich, again, former Fanatic, intern, producer. Rich says, Seinfeld still very relevant today on the text board. I recently watched the whole series. The only thing that stuck in the 90s is the use of the payphone, checking a voicemail, and the reading of newspapers. But it's still, as he said, relevant today, where you don't mind that there are newspapers in there. You don't mind that there is a payphone on the street. You don't mind that he has to hit the answering machine, not pick up his phone and check his messages that way. No, an actual answering machine. Love it. I love it. How many people still have house phones? today.
It's kind of funny you bring that up. So my brother and I were talking about this today, that the house phone situation, right? So
because we know the payphone is gone.
Yes.
But the house phone, how many people have house phones?
I think a lot of people, ourselves included, in the internet and cable bill and all of that, they make you still have a house phone, right? A landline.
If you get the bundle.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. If you get the bundle, it's almost like you have to get a house phone. So we have, the only people that call the house phone anymore are if you have like a doctor's appointment or something like that, or, you know, scam calls.
Yes.
So I said to my brother the other day, or today, who's still calling like landlines? Who has the audacity to call my landline?
Well,
because it's like an inconvenience at this point to hear your home phone ring because I'm not picking it up.
I hear you. My grandmother still has hers. Both of my grandmothers, they still have theirs. I call them on their home phones. One of them has a cell phone. It's useless at this. She doesn't turn it on. Now she does, because if she does step out, which she shouldn't, she doesn't listen. We need her to have the cell phone powered on. But yeah, I don't know many people who have the home phone. Actually, my mom does. That's a lie. My mom does as well. But I would say this about the home phone before we get to Larry Drew, and we have a couple open phone lines for the first time since we've gotten underway. 610-632-0975. I have said this though, Tyler, for you and your brother and everybody else listening, the two people. I would always say when we were in the house and the kids and, you know, and their mom, they're like, well, why do we need a house phone? I'd be like, in case of an emergency, not a cordless phone, like one of the old school, you can get it for $15 and just, if need be, right? If need be. Then I'm good with having that little thing somewhere around the house in case of emergency.
Well, and I will tell you this to go on top of that, because of the fact that, you know, my age group grew up right at the beginning of, you know, mass cell phone use. For a long period of time, the only number that I had memorized was my home phone.
Okay.
So if I needed to get in touch with my mom or my dad, that would be the first one that I called. Until I had my own phone and I could save numbers. And that, you know, now I know my parents' phone numbers and things like that. But the only number I knew for a while was my home phone and my grandparents' home phone. And those were the only two.
All right. I'll ask this off of what you just said. 610-632-0975. What percentage of phone numbers that are in your phone do you actually know the digits? When I was younger, you had to know everyone's phone number. I'm 43 years of age. You had to know your grandmother's, your home, of course, your best friends, your neighbors, your aunt, people, even my grandmother in Massachusetts, my dad in California. I knew their phone numbers by heart in those states. Right? In those states, I knew them. You meet a girl, she write it down on a piece of paper, whatever. All right, good to go. Let's have at it. I got the phone number. Great. It's an accomplishment, right? You're either going to keep it or you're going to memorize that number. But right now, I can run off. I know my grandmother's, both of my grandmother's phone numbers, because I've been calling them for so long. I know my best friend's phone number, who now lives in Virginia. I know my other, you know how you have your best friends, but there's one that's, you know, whatever. I know his phone number, and I don't know my kids' phone numbers by heart. Their mom, of course, I know her number. I know the grandmom's number and mom's number, the in-laws, right? And that's it. And I have a bunch of phone numbers in my phone. I have no idea what the numbers are. What percentage would you guys say of phone numbers in your phone you actually know by heart? Just ask. Just throwing it out there. 610-632-0975. Tyler, you're looking at me like,
Yeah. I can probably count it on one hand.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Larry first in Bridgeport here on the Fanatic. What's up, Larry?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. A lot. Basketball.
Days, man.
TV. Phones.
All right. Well, I'm going to go get the pickles right off the sandwich. Got to start there.
Absolutely.
If they put it on it, they're getting it back. Like, because I tell them, too, like, no pickles. Like, for real.
Right away.
And then I open it into my table. I open the joint up. It's got two pickles on it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
And Larry, why is it on this? All right, listen. People like it pickle. I get it.
I don't like
it. I'm not a pickle guy. I don't like the pickle.
Cucumbers.
I don't like it. What is it for? Why is it on this?
I don't know.
Why is it on that sandwich? They put it on the bottom. It soils the bread. What's the point?
Nope. You know, then you go to the diner and they want to slap one on your plate so it runs on your bread.
Right. Right. You do that, and it comes, Larry, with some fries. Like, you want to go to a burger and fries, and you go to a great diner, and they put the pickle on there, and now it's starting to seep over on your fries, and it's soggy.
It's all right on the napkin.
I don't know.
And then Larry Bird can play any day.
Yes.
And all day. That's the bottom line. The purest jump shooter I have ever seen in my life. I'm pushing 50.
No, listen, that guy, man, I my number one team, Larry, that I hate. When we go hate, we know it's only sports hate. It's not real hate. It's the Boston Celtics.
That's real hate, though.
It's the
where I come from, that's real.
Yeah, no, you're 100%. And I do not like, I hate the Celtics, but I respect the hell out of Larry Bird.
I was at the game when Dr. J yoked his ass up.
The punch.
Awesome.
Bang, bang.
That box seats right on the court, man. It was awesome.
Moses and Charles, you know, put his hands behind his back and Bird and Julius came in and clocked him.
That was the best.
He did, man. Listen, what did you have on Embiid in the Sixers?
Embiid is not in shape. I don't care.
So you're not buying it.
I don't care what the coach said. Dude ain't in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to a couple calls ago, I work 14, 15 hours a day. I listen to you guys all day long. I'm doing the Sports Center up all night at 4:30 in the morning. And there's no way that dude's in shape. It's just not happening. And I mean, just look at his body type lends him to not be in shape. You know what I mean?
And listen, in order for them to win, he has to be. He has to be. Because we have not, Larry, yet seen him at his... When we talk about All-Star Embiid, when we talk about second-team All-NBA Embiid, when we talk about second-team All-Defensive Joel Embiid, we have yet to see that individual in the postseason. And in order for them to advance where we think they should, he has to be that guy.
And Simmons just needs to come gritty. Like, he got to play man.
Hold on, Larry. Say it with me. Aggressive Ben Simmons
all day
is the best Ben Simmons.
No doubt, bro.
Larry, good talk to you, man.
And Seinfeld,
yes.
No doubt. The best episode was when they were flipping for the apartment. Remember the Choose episode? One, two, three, shoot. That was the first season was only six episodes. A lot of people don't realize that.
Remember when George slapped his head when he lost it? And he was like, all right, let's go again. The tiebreaker, right? It was like, oh, man, it's classic.
And the coin flip was a good one, too. And it hit the table. He's out there, can't hit the table. So, man, love your show, man. Have a good day. Guys, stay safe. Have a good fourth, man.
You as well, Larry. Thanks for the call, man. 610-632-0975. And Embiid has to be in tip-top shape. We have to see the top 10 player Embiid in the postseason. We have to. We definitely have to. And Larry was right on point. What is the point of the pickle on the sandwich? You soil the bread. Even if I'm not a pickle fan, I don't understand why you want that soiling your bread. And why do they put it on the bottom? And listen, I'm one, and I've said it earlier in the show. Chick-fil-A people are the most amazing people in the world. One time when they gave us a flat soda, I apologized to them because they are the best. They are the nicest people in the world. My daughters was look. They I was like, girls, they were like, no, dad, it's okay. I'm like, nope, let's give it back. But I was like, damn, I gotta say something bad to the Chick-fil-A employee. And this gentleman was really nice. But I apologized to him. Right? They're the best. But the one flaw that they have, they put the pickle on the sandwich, and I don't understand it. 610-632.
Pretty good.
You're right, Larry. 610-632-0975. There's no need for the pickle. There's no need. Drew in Westchester, what's happening, Drew?
Devon, man, I got to disagree with you, man, on the pickle thing, man. I actually mean, like it every once in a while. You get like a third pickle, and I'm just like, yo, build a pickle, man. Yeah, I don't know, man. I like the pickle. They actually, I think they dip their chicken in pickle juice. I think that's what gives it their flavor so much. I don't know. They do something with it. But
that's a rumor, Tyler says.
Yeah, well, that's a little, there's something involved with the pickle that gives it that little bit of taste or something.
All right,
well, I don't know. I think the pickle's necessary. But about the Sixers, and you know, I'm going to lay off Bannon and Embiid right now. I'm more concerned with here it is, you know, we're in a tight game, it's tied, or we need to win by one or two or something. And who is our go-to guy? I mean, I guess you could say Embiid if the situation
it's always going to be Embiid first.
Right, if the situation is right and he can get a good open, you know, near the goal line or whatever, but who's going to be a shooter for us, though? I mean, we got to have somebody that can take that shot. And I'm looking down the roster, and the only guy I come up with is Tobias.
That's where I was about to jump in on you here, Drew. I lean Tobias because that's – forget about the money. I'm talking about role on the team, and the one who can do it best is him. And then you have Josh Richardson second. It needs to be one of those two. And you hope within that game that there's a flow that Tobias Harris is already in where he is confident in his ability to get any shot that he wants. Listen, he's not going to be Kawhi Leonard and get, again, any shot that he wants every time. But just feeling good. There's no Jimmy Butler in his way. There's no J.J. Redick coming off of a curl where he has to do a dribble handoff with Joel Embiid. It is Tobias Harris. It is Josh Richardson following. And a shot creation from Alec Burks. Let's see what happens there off the bench and whatever lineup Brett Brown would like to go with there. It has to be, for me, Drew, Tobias Harris. Forget about the money. Yeah. Talking about skill set.
No. Yeah, I agree, Tobias, and then Josh Richardson to second. So, all right, we're on the same page there. But I got to go with, as far as when it comes down to Curb and Seinfeld, and it's already, you said it for a couple of the reasons why, and I think the censorship's a big reason that I personally would pick Curb Your Enthusiasm. I just think it holds up better in today's time frame, you know, when you watch it compared to Seinfeld. I find myself watching old reruns of Seinfeld and being like, yeah, it was funny then, but now it just doesn't hold up.
Yes, it does.
Well.
It does.
I don't know. Sometimes it doesn't for me. I see myself watching reruns of Curb more so than Seinfeld.
Oh, man. That hurts.
Sorry, man.
That hurts the pickles and Curb over Seinfeld.
I know, buddy. We can still be friends.
We can still be friends, though. Yeah, we can. We'll reconvene tomorrow. Right now, we're done. Yeah, we can be friends later. All right, Drew, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. He's not wrong about Tobias Harris. The shot creation that we continue to talk about with so many people, right? So many people. Jimmy Butler's not here any longer. He's no longer here. Jimmy Butler. No longer here. You have to rely on someone else. How about this for shot creation, too? Ben Simmons. It may not be the way you want it. We're just flat out talking about a bucket. When we talk about getting the last shot, it doesn't always have to result in a jump shot. It doesn't. We are talking about a bucket. When they give the ball and clear out for Russell Westbrook, when Kevin Durant left Oklahoma, they give the ball to him to clear out, to get to the rack and finish aggressively. Sometimes he'll pull up because his mid-range pull-up right around 15 to 17 was money. But the bread and butter for Russell Westbrook, full steam ahead, 100 miles an hour, going to the cup. How about Ben Simmons with the last shot? I know where you're going to go, but it doesn't always have to result and a jumper. Plenty of times we've seen games won going to the basket, getting to the restricted area, finding something for you. If we're talking about going to Joel Embiid, which is your best option, you're going to give him the ball on the low block, tell him to go to work, or make the perfect pass to create for somebody else, whether it is a jump shot or someone getting to the basket for a layup and winning the game. We've seen floaters win games. We've seen layups win games. We've seen dunks win games. And yes, they will sag off of Ben Simmons. I get it. But I've always said this about Simmons from his time at LSU when we were talking about who to select at number one between him and Brandon Ingram. My thing was always, yes, they're going to sag off because he doesn't shoot, right? They're going to sag off because he does not shoot the rock. Easy defense, right? Not all the time, because you still have to defend him when the floor is spread out. You still have to defend him. 6'10", 240, coming at you. You know he's coming at you, but 6'10", 240 coming at you. If he's under control, you cannot take that charge because his feet, if as long as he's doing the right thing, Bob Cooney talks about this a lot. He's a 2 foot jumper sometimes when you need him to be a 1 foot jumper. He jumps off the wrong foot and things of that nature. Sometimes, though, he's going to have to put the ball on the floor, create that way in in-game situations, and they cannot be afraid to call it. He cannot be afraid to get fouled and knock down his freebies. 610-632-0975. We're talking about Simmons and B. Brett Brown spoke today talking about Joel Embiid in top fitness shape. Well, almost in top fitness shape, looking pretty good and could be at his best once they get back to Orlando. Simmons, good to go with the back injury. That is encouraging to hear as well. And we have plenty of other things to share with you in terms of what Brett Brown had to say to the assembled media today or via Zoom and with the conference call. 610-632-0975. Seinfeld versus Curb. Curb is coming back for an 11th season. I still love Seinfeld more. What about you? Pickles on the Chick-fil-A sandwich? What's up with that? And remembering phone numbers by memory. What percentage do you remember the phone numbers that are actually in your phone? You have over 200 contacts. How many phone numbers do you actually remember? And the home lines as well. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with Tyler Zuli. Until 10, right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.